call to order the Whitney Town Advisory Board for September 12th, 2019. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Note for the record that Jerry Ramirez is excused for tonight's meeting, and the other three are here. And there's staff introductions.
Stephanie Hallisey, Commissioner of Justice's office.
All right. Okay. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair of the board or the board by majority vote. Any comments? Okay, so we're moving to approve the minutes for August 29th, 2019.
Motion for approval if there's no changes.
No changes. A motion has been put on the floor. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Approval of the agenda for tonight, September 12th, 2019.
Make a motion to approve tonight's agenda for September 12th, 2019.
Motion has been made. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? Motion carries. All right. Informational items.
So we do have an upcoming movie in the park on September 27th. It starts at 7 p.m. And it is going to be Ralph Breaks the Internet. So we're going to be serving sandwiches, water, chips. In addition, on the 27th, we are co-hosting or co-sponsoring a job fair at the Clark County Government Center with Commissioner Stephen's office. So Commissioner Gibson and Commissioner Stephen are hosting the job fair, and that is going to start at 9 a.m.
Are there flyers for those that could be emailed to me?
Yes.
All right. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay, great. No, thank you. Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to planning and zoning. First item on the agenda is UC190616, Mosier Leland V and Inez E, use permit for a vehicle rental recreational camper facility on a 1.5-acre portion of a 4.1-acre site in a C2 general commercial zone and an R2 medium density residential zone, generally located on the northeast corner of Boulder Highway and Whitney Avenue within Whitney. Do we have an applicant?
I am.
Okay.
I do have copies for everybody this evening. Yes, sir.
Thank you. I recognize that.
Yes, sir. So Juicy
and your
name,
your name and address.
Anthony Avril. Okay. My last name is Avril. I reside at 1304 Creek Village Avenue, Las Vegas 89183. Right. We've been here already for about 6 years in the neighborhood. We're just right across the street due to some failure to meet some needs from the previous office manager. Our zoning permit was pulled. I am the office manager now, plus mechanic and many other things. So we have took all the steps to rectify what they wanted fixed originally. So all of that has been took care of, and we're just trying to get everything back paperwork-wise, properly.
All right. Is that the end of your presentation?
Yep.
Okay. Now, this is a public hearing. Is there anyone here that would like to speak on this item? Yes, sir.
I'm a little conflicted. My name is Brent Shreve at 5870 Dodge Street. Last name is S-H-R-E-V-E. And on our flyer, it is showing that it's going to be moved all the way to our street. Is it just the same property boundaries that it's
existing now? Nothing is being touched, sir.
Or is it extending further? And can I pass something out?
Sure.
Now, these are some pictures of the lot behind Juicy right now. And going through the pictures, some of this was the lot, because I wasn't sure if it was going to go into ours, and I was a little concerned about dust control and stuff, and following air quality codes instead of driving on dirt, where we get a lot of dust off of it. And then it shows also pictures of the debris and the trash and the fencing, what's already there, that's not being taken care of, and the green fencing on the chain link fence. It's an eyesore to us, but nothing's being taken care of. It's been permitted to come in there, which we don't mind, but hold them to a standard. I drive by there every day, kids walk by there every day, and it looks like a wrecking yard in there. I mean, we got car lots over here that's been zoned for our neighborhood, same thing, fences are tore down, everything else. Please hold them to a standard if you're going to allow this. Yeah. That way we want to see this. We want, it'd be nice to have block walls completely around the property, but if we're going to be held only the chain link, please have the new windscreen mesh stuff up visible and hold them to some dust control standards inside the properties.
Okay. Yeah, and I mean they are only one corner of this lot, right, of the larger,
well,
Apollo lot,
that
so that.
Going what he's saying, yeah. So even based off what he's
got. And I would like to speak on that as well, because I agree with him. There was definitely some things when I came into the company that was lacking.
Here's how we got to do this.
This is for.
Go ahead and talk, and then when he's finished, then he can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's my only concern. We don't mind new businesses or existing businesses thriving. But I'd like to have them held up to a standard where it makes it nice and presentable for our community here. It's a shame when we walk by and everything's degraded and it looks like a slumlord has been in here because nothing's held up to a standard. I'm not trying to put down the fence, but the fences there need to be addressed, the dust control issues, everything else needs to be addressed. And that's what I'm looking for, because every time we allow these businesses, I know it's not the proper thing, but just like Apollo, they got temporary construction fence that's been put across the property since they moved into place. When are they ever going to change the construction fence and put an actual fence up that's eye-pleasing to the public here? And Boulder Highway has never been improved from Tropicana to Sunset. Maybe when they've done the Boulder Strip improvements, all the landscaping, we always get neglected in our neighborhood. And we have to live with that every day. So I'm just breaking it up to the attention.
Okay, thank you.
So, on some of his points, I totally agree with you, sir. The previous management was definitely lacking. As far as the fence, all of those green barriers, if you've noticed recently, I tore most of them down.
That was this morning.
The new ones will be arriving tomorrow, so it will be brand new. Of course, they do get tagged up and stuff, and we try to combat that as much as we can, but it is kind of the neighborhood on that. We can't stop that. But as far as the nature of the covering on the fence, it was in bad disarray. I do agree with him. It has been addressed. I have new stuff being delivered tomorrow that I will be personally putting up, which will be done by the end of the day tomorrow. As far as dust control, I have advised my entire staff, we are only allowed to move vehicles on the concrete slab on our property. So all of that back wall where the vehicles used to be parked, they will not be anymore. I was, again, unaware of some of these things when I came in. I've learned, so we have addressed most of those issues.
We're removing boats that are right now. We speak.
The what?
Removing boats and everything else on that.
Correct. They're moving them, and then it's getting towed off the property. They moved them because we got the same complaint from Apollo. So those were moved. They're all going to be off of the property. Again, that's all stuff that belongs to the previous manager. She's no longer with the company. So we're getting it all out of there as fast as we can. But we definitely do agree with the fence and stuff, so that's why we tore it all down, because we are addressing it and putting new stuff up to make those changes and make it look better. I just replaced all of my signage because it was old and outdated. I've had landscaping come out to do all of my part of Boulder Highway. I can't, you know, address the rest of it, but I have tried on my end. So everything there, though, is just what we came into. So we didn't make any physical changes on the property or anything like that. It's all was there when we took over there.
Okay. Any other public comment? Yes, ma'am.
Ramona Shreve, 5878 Dodd, SHREEVE. I'm backing up what my husband says, except for 6 years ago when they came in, I was down here helping Jennifer get her license to open Juicy. And I was there 2 months ago to ask someone to take care of the graffiti on the wall. And like you said, the neighborhood did get hit 2 months ago in three different areas with the same tagging. But I was just told to mind my business.
Well,
I don't appreciate it. And then watching the employees hot run around in there and then listening to someone help me clean up the mess that I've been taking care of on Mr. Mosher's property for 30 years, which I did because I look at it, it improves my part of the neighborhood, so I don't mind. But like my husband said, it needs to be kept up, and we just don't want to see something so vague as auction, storage, rental go in where it's going to end up being a zoo and basically a wrecking yard again. So, you know, I'm glad I've seen you clean it up the last week, and I thank God for it. You know, the tractors need to go, and the back wall needs to be painted. It's painted 14 colors right now because me and my neighbor do it on our own with our own money. And it, like my husband said, it needs to be addressed. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
I don't really have anything else to say, but I would love to give them my business card because I believe we've actually spoke before. There was a couple dead animals in the back lot, and we worked together to try to get those taken care of. So I don't know who you talked to before, but I want you to contact me if you need anything, if you feel like you can improve. We want to be in a relationship with you guys where everybody's happy. So the other people are gone, they're not, I am working to make all these changes. If you think we can improve, by all means, call.
Well, it's basically their call.
No, I told you.
Like the Boulder Highway, the weeds and the landscape is not going to take care of being private.
I took care of that landscape.
I know we've talked. Like I said, we've talked. I've been there for a while. I just came into the management position. But we have talked.
That's
and,
good.
And like I said, I'm more than willing. Anything that can help. We definitely
want to
help. Call me
away. All right. Okay. Any more public comment? Seeing none, I'm closing this to the public. And now I will announce I'm now opening this to the board.
Okay. So can you clarify what's the relationship with Apollo?
Nothing.
So
we just shared the property as split down from the owner. So neither of us own the property. We lease it.
So they're on half, and
we're
you're on half.
There's a fence that splits us. We have no business relationship with them whatsoever.
Okay. So with some of this debris and some of the stuff that they're talking about, is it still though that has fallen onto your half, or some of this?
Of course. Some of it is ours. There was a lot of, I've been with the company for a year. I wasn't aware of some of the zoning rules and stuff, because I just came into this role to where I'm taking care of these matters. So there was, they used to park all of the vans along the back wall. There's no concrete there. Now we know that we are not allowed to park the vans there. So we are addressing those issues, working on parking areas and everything to make sure that those things aren't happening, at least on our half of the property.
Okay, so how long have you been operating on that property?
The company's been there 6 years.
And then you said that, but you had your use permit pulled recently?
Yeah.
So the business was completely shut down?
Right.
For how long?
I have, we're there. We still do maintenance and things out of there. We have a maintenance warehouse as well. But it was, I got a call from the DMV, was the initial when we found out, had been, I don't remember the date. She called me July 14th, 15th, middle of July.
Okay.
Mid-July is when we got the initial call. And it was due to the DMV permit being pulled because of the zone permit being pulled. At that time, I went down to the DMV, tried to address it with them. They were like, well, this has been done as well. So it's just kind of been...
So at that time, you ceased operations until you...
So we cleaned up and went down and applied for our everything and all that stuff.
Okay. So now when you get your use permit and you're up and running again, how many employees are you going to have on the site?
There's 4 full-time, and then in the summer we usually run 2 part-time employees to help with cleaning and stuff like that.
And you're only specifically going to have this juicy
RPG. I'm working on getting everything out of there. Totally agree with that. It's like a storage yard.
And that's where my concern, because we definitely recently had an issue with some other properties where, you know, they were supposed to be one thing, and all of a sudden, you know, tractor trailers are parked in on it, and so forth. So only
like I said, I'm working on it. It is a process. There's a few vehicles, so we're getting everything out, but I am working on it. You know, I can't just, throw people's stuff away. So I have to find somewhere else to move it until we can either get liens to go through so we can get rid of the stuff or get the people to.
And how long of a process will that take?
I would say we should have the lot completely empty, minus there is always a few customers' cars that we allow to park while they're on their vacation so that they're safe. So there's always one or two cars, but as far as like the boats they speak of, the tractor, I mean, end of next week, everything should be gone from there.
Okay.
The tractor's owner was actually just out there today. He was going to move it, but he wasn't able to, so I did make him lower the boom because it was definitely an eyesore showing up over the wall. So I did make him lower it so that they don't have to look at that. So I'm working.
And so how many vehicles then would be part of the juicy vans? Like, how much is in here?
Well, the fleet has 280, but they all don't park in Vegas.
So how many would be in your
On an average day, anywhere between 10 and 30.
So there's other locations
Correct,
around
in the
town?
U.S. In the U.S.
Oh, okay.
No more in Nevada.
Okay,
but
so
in
you're
the
only
US.
One. Okay.
Correct.
So 10 to 30 plus, and then you said that you provide the parking while they
Right,
their
yeah,
vacation.
Yeah.
So, like,
Which
they
is
would
very
think
few,
that, like,
because
they
most
go down
of them
to,
are travelers from okay. other countries and stuff, but we do have a few that are, like, you know, they'll drive into California or Arizona, and we'll allow them to park their car behind our fence under our security cameras so that it's safe.
Okay. And is there a reason why, is it better to have a chain link fence with this green fabric that's on it opposed to having a cinder block wall, for example?
So I can't answer that, whether it's better.
Because it just seems like even with like our windstorms, mm-hmm. you know, it's
Oh,
like,
it definitely tears it up.
It tears it up.
I am not arguing with
trash
you. The reason I think a lot of we haven't made those type of changes and stuff is because we don't own the property. So it's like one of those, you don't want to go and spend a bunch of money, then the owner sells the property, which I know they have been actively trying to. So if the company doesn't want to go and invest to build a wall, in 6 months from now, we get told we have to.
But you still became responsible for replacing that fabric, even though you're
And that is being secure.
Okay.
But as far as changing the structure.
But are you responsible for
Yeah, we are, because we hold the zoning permits and stuff for the business. So we are responsible to make sure that that is covered so that they can't see them onto the lot. Yes.
Is there any kind of replacement plan for regular maintenance of those?
So going forward, I've ordered enough that I can change it 3 times a year if necessary.
So like once a quarter?
Yeah, so if I go out there and I see that it's beginning to shred or getting a lot of wear from taggers or whatever it may be, I'll definitely be able to just take it down and put more up. I've ordered enough to do so.
Okay.
I ordered 400 feet of it.
Okay.
So
good to know. And what are your hours that you operate?
9 a.m. So 4:30 p.m. is our open hours. We can get there about 7:30 a.m. start clocking in, getting things ready for the day, and we're gone about 4:45.
Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday, and then Saturday, 9 to 12.
Oh, okay. That's all my questions.
Okay, Paul.
This picture in your presentation, when was it taken? Do you know how current it is?
That is the one the gentleman at the zoning office printed for me, so I'm not sure, but that was recent. I mean, I was just at the zoning office.
Because it's been a while since I've been in the area, but this is what I remember the area looking like.
Right.
From overhead, just like this, okay? And I'm having trouble relating the pictures that this gentleman brought and showing abandoned and junk vehicles and stuff. I don't see where they would be.
This
here.
Is from Google. There's a few right there when this was picking.
Well, yeah, but I don't see stuff like this.
I can step up just so I can see.
I don't see abandoned trucks and okay, motorhomes and stuff.
I was going to say,
okay.
None of that's mine,
no,
sir.
This, right?
I know
okay.
it. Right.
Okay.
Time.
All right, let
okay.
him
okay.
answer.
Time. Sorry.
He's an answer, so,
okay.
Yeah.
You've explained that to me. What? Where is all this?
That is on Dodge Street, the car lot without permission.
But what I see here, it doesn't have anything to do with this property.
No, it doesn't.
That's why I'm confused. You presented it as part of your objection or whatever concern, but it's not a part of this gentleman's property.
I'm going to get with them something new after this. Those two pictures of the car.
Okay. So there's no correlation between part of what you have here and here.
Beginning pictures showing the.
Yeah, I see pictures of Apollo on Boulder Highway and all
yeah,
that.
And all that stuff. Yes.
Okay. All right. That's what I was concerned about. I didn't. Yeah. I couldn't tie that together.
That's why I was asking for clarification. Is that
so? My question is: so who is maintaining the Boulder Highway frontage?
The landscaping.
Yes.
I've brought in an outside guy. He's not like a company. He's just a local guy that lives in the area. He comes over. He does the trees for us. There's six palms along the front. So he recently pruned them all up, fixed them up, cleaned up all the weeds and the rocks.
Because I was just there, and there is a big box, and there's a tumbleweed and several large weeds. As I drove by today. Yeah, there's a like big cardboard box
on the.
Yeah. So and a tumbleweeds and there's weeds in the landscaping. So just make sure that you stay on top of that.
I can definitely have them come out.
Yes. No, I understand.
But I, like I said, I am trying to make all the changes that are necessary to get them coming into a. It was in pretty good disarray. I don't disagree with them at all. So I'm just trying to make sure it doesn't get back to that point, and that we maintain the relationship that we have with the communities.
Okay, that was my question. Does anyone want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion. I'll make a motion for approval with staff conditions. However, I would like to add on a review of 6 months to come back to us. And so we can take a look again at the property and make sure that it is being maintained and the changes that you said that you were going to make.
Not a problem for me. And I'll definitely provide you guys with my business card as well. If you ever drive by and you feel like you have a concern or something, by all means, please let me know so we can make sure that we are doing everything that makes the neighborhood and, of course, the zoning board and everything happy as well.
So the official motion is a motion for approval with staff conditions, adding on a review back in front of this board in 6 months. Okay.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Yeah,
thank you.
You want to take these with you for your next meeting. And you want to take these if you're going to...
So you want me to bring it back in 6 months, the same thing?
No, you want for your plan.
I have one for them, too. I printed some for everybody. Yeah, I printed some for everybody.
Okay, I'll take one.
Yeah, if you want to keep it. Like I said, I did. I printed one for everybody.
Once it's over.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And then let me just leave a couple of cards for you guys as well. There's one for you, sir. One for you, sir.
Oh, green and purple. What a surprise.
Yeah, of course. Of course, we got to try to stick with
how me. Juicy is that?
Thank you so much, guys. If you need anything, please. Okay, right. Please.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
And we're done. And now on general business, we'll review and finalize the 2021 budget requests and take public comment on the budget requests.
We completed truck signs were installed north of and south of the city. Then we, for the next request, was for large speed limit signs down Hacienda for 70 to Nellis both ways, enable digital speed limits, and speed of vehicles with a flash. We have installed radar signs, or we have it in the works to have radar signs to be relocated from Denny to Hacienda to Nellis to Stephanie scheduled for early 2020. So what's currently on Denny right now will be moved to Nellis.
The radar signs, meaning the ones that show how fast you're going,
yes.
And says, hey,
yes.
When it lacks badges.
Denny, yes, between Tropicana.
There's some out there now?
There is.
Mm-hmm. I don't drive too much anymore.
Denny between Tropicana and Hacienda. So those are going to be moved beginning of next year in 2020, and it's going to be down Hacienda between Nellis and Stephanie. Then a new crosswalk at Morris and Tropicana that only clashes when someone is trying to cross. So this section of Tropicana Avenue is maintained by NDOT. They recently awarded a contract to reconstruct Tropicana. It's a $10.5 million in improvements. So it was recent. That was in, I believe, August. So.
Trop and Morris?
Yeah, it's a library.
Well, they just redid that to make that safer, where you got to joggle through the walkthrough.
Yeah, but
instead of straight across, I thought they just redid that.
They did that part, but the sign, like that sign, always blinks, and so you just ignore it because it's always so it doesn't mean anything.
Oh, they're gonna put the one up
the flag. The ones like on Boulder, you can see those from 6 miles away when someone pushes that button.
Okay.
So just getting a pedestrian activated, so it actually means something.
To what's there.
Yeah, because it's especially dark by the library when you're driving at 45 miles an hour on Tropicana and you can't see anyone.
They are going to be working on Tropicana between Maryland Parkway and Boulder Highway. They were awarded that $10.5 million.
Yeah.
So there's going to be upgrades being done. But again, it's maintained by the NDOT. And here is the nature on that as well.
Thank you.
Okay. So that was all of your requests from last year. For the 21.
Do
you have any?
No. I don't.
None?
I guess not.
Okay.
What?
They can request that. You know?
What?
I want you to do
it. We're requesting a raise for morning?
Yeah. So no request.
I feel like we hit that list for our area pretty hard last year, and a lot of our issues are either wrapped up in either one of these, you know, between the improvements on Boulder Highway as well as on Tropicana.
Yeah, they're working on a lot of them, so hopefully maybe by next year when we do the budget for the 2022 year, fiscal year, maybe there'll be the requests will be done previous and.
We've always talked about the divider down Hacienda by Courtney to keep the U-turns from going through there. Is that something that could be included?
I believe.
I thought that was already in process.
I think there's something in the works for that.
Already?
Yes.
Well, you know what they did up by Harley Harmon? They put the big pork chop down the center so the parents can't do their U-turning.
Okay.
If they do, they have to drive over the yellow median. They desperately need something like that down at Courtney. Because the parents down there play bumper cars. It's awful. Really. I mean, really.
Oh, I thought there's something.
And they'll stop in the westbound lane to let their kids off to go across the school and on the wrong side and then through traffic. That's got to stop. Somebody's going to get hurt down there. Surprised they haven't yet, you know.
The other issue, and I'm not, it would require a traffic study for it, though, is on the Nellis Bridge going over the 95.
Okay.
There is that apartment complex that's down there. So when Harmon lets out, they don't cross at Hacienda Nellis. They cross right there, and so they're jaywalking. You've got little kids running across. You've got moms pushing strollers, and everybody's doing 45. And like, there's no designated crosswalk. They either would have to go all the way up to Russell or cross the Hacienda, and they don't do it because they cut down that side street and in the mornings and then in the afternoons, and somebody's gonna get hit.
I can add something to that.
Okay.
When Blanca headed up getting the no U-turn up there on the boulevard or up on the bridge down to Marissa, mm-hmm. and putting the big yellow pork chop in, mm-hmm. okay, that was part of what I asked her to look at, because that's when I realized there were so many kids that crossed down there. There really isn't even an implied crosswalk.
No.
There's no place to go, and I think if I remember right, the response that Blanca got was they need to go down in the stoplight where I'm at.
But they don't.
Some go in the back way from the apartments, and there really should be a safe crossing there somewhere.
And there's a lot more, I've noticed in the last like year or two, a lot more families are moving in there. And I mean, it's pretty heavy in the mornings and the afternoon. Well, you would know.
Yeah.
From looking down.
So looking at an aerial map, what is your request then? Do you want a crosswalk put in on Nellis at like Nancy Avenue?
Or that Nancy?
Marissa? Isn't that Marissa? The little corner?
Hacienda, and
whatever
the north of Hacienda that comes from Harley Harmon, you have Nancy Avenue and you have East Mesa Vista Avenue, and then you get to the bridge.
What's the one that pops out right at Nellis? Because
I think I was watching the planning, and I believe they're redesigning this whole school, they're putting in a lot of different traffic.
But it won't affect Nellis though. Harmon is getting a whole brand new school.
Right, but then they're redesigning where all the cars are going to go and the buses are going to go to.
I think they told us there was no safe place to put in a crosswalk, if I remember right. Blanca might have a good memory on that, because I know it was part of what we did.
So whatever...
This is Nancy and the...
Don't go. Don't go after the meeting. Oh. I need to ask him a question with some ear stuff, if that's okay.
Where's Bridget?
Off the record.
So it would be the Mesa Vista.
Okay.
Because even if there was a crosswalk that was there, there's a bus stop that's right here.
Yeah,
and so when people, and so it would be helpful for the people who are getting off the bus in addition, because when that bus drops off, people go all different ways.
Okay.
If there could be, I mean, I'm sure a traffic study, but it's worth it to bring it up again.
So I'll let Public Works know, or I'll let Public Works know that that's one of the requests, is to put a pedestrian crosswalk across Nellis at the
Mesa Vista
Avenue.
Yes. For basically
part of the objection the county had on it, they call that a mid-block crosswalk. They don't like to put a crosswalk from like a corner to where there's nothing, like just a sidewalk. They call that a mid-block. And the county doesn't like to do that for some reason. Sorry.
No, I'm
trying to make it clear, but we can ask. If this is something that has already been visited, we can at least get the explanation as to why they feel that it's not a good idea. And if it's something that they're willing to do, we can just, if you want me to put in the request, I can. Is that what we want? The request? Okay.
Now, can we start over with that request?
Mesa Vista and Nellis.
Okay.
Crosswalk. Mesa Vista and Nellis.
Pedestrian crosswalk at East Mesa Vista and Nellis.
Correct.
Because they don't come down the north side anymore, or the west side. On the east side, they don't walk down from there all the way down to where I'm at and cross.
Right.
That's what we were told the counties that they had to do.
But in reality,
but they don't.
Well, there's no way to enforce that. I mean, those kids are just going to walk across the street.
Yeah, and you can't make them do.
You can't do that. Hurting cats, right?
Whether it's safe or not.
So yeah, so it's.
And you're right.
It's the kids coming from Harmon, and it's the bus stop.
They come off that hill 45-50 mile an hour.
Okay, any other requests? Is that it?
Yeah.
Isn't that enough?
It's one thing.
One thing.
Back in history and new history.
Okay. Does that close out our review of the budget then? All right. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote will be taken on a matter not listed on the proposed agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Any comments by the general public? Comments, general public? Okay, our next meeting will be September 26th, 2019. Our meeting is adjourned.
What I'm going to ask this guy here is if...